From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. If you'd like to make more money off your land or are looking to diversify your current farm plans, the Tri-State Fruit and Vegetable Meeting could be perfect for you. MorningAgClips.com reports the meeting will be held January 26th at the Jackson County Extension Office. The audience will be primarily small and medium-sized farmers in Florida, Alabama, and Georgia. The $5 registration fee is payable at the door, but pre-registration is encouraged. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced several major developments at USDA, including domestic fertilizer expansion, investments in meat processing, programs for disaster and pandemic assistance, and improved risk protection for underserved farmers. Vilsack tells Agriculture.com, working together, we can ensure American agriculture is as resilient as ever by implementing a holistic approach to emergency assistance, by lowering input costs through investments in domestic fertilizer production, and by promoting competition in agricultural markets. Senator Chuck Grassley announced he intends to reintroduce the Farm Credit for Americans Act that bans the federal government from allowing foreign individuals to obtain credit and financial services through the Farm Credit System. Specifically, the legislation would amend the 1971 Act to ensure foreign nationals cannot obtain financing through federal government-backed financial institutions to purchase American farmland. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.